You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 237, Signs of the Awakening, Part 2. Thank you for tuning in and Happy New Year to everyone. It is now officially 2023 and things are getting more interesting by the day. I pray you are all well and in good spirits. We have so much to talk about, but as time continues to speed up, we don't have time to waste, so we must speak about the most important things at hand. Today, we will continue our discussion on the signs of the awakening. So let's start with the weather changes that we are experiencing on the earth right now. I must say, you have to be aware that the dark ones, the demons, are well aware of these awakening signs as well. They are informed about what they must be on the lookout for as signs that the masses are awakening. This is due to the shift of consciousness that is happening on our planet. And if you want to stay in control and keep the people enslaved, then it would be a priority to know as many signs as possible. This is why they have scoured the planet, digging up scrolls and stone carvings in order to find these signs. Then they burn them or bury them in some dark vault or at sea so that you never get a chance to read them. What I'm telling you is nothing new to the dark ones. They have already planned for it. The shift in weather is a big sign of the awakening. The Bible speaks of this in the book of Revelation, that we won't be able to distinguish what season we are in, because in the last day of the rule of the wicked, we would no longer have clear seasons, and the weather changes will only increase as time goes on. First, you need to know that our weather has been greatly manipulated for a very long time, far beyond CERN and the weather modification programs that you hear about. Whatever the source of manipulation, it has been altered, and now those systems are not working the way they used to. The parasite that is on our planet, this thing that has taken a human form, needs to be in cold. That's why when it gets in your body, it causes your body or body parts to become cold. This is a big sign of a parasitic infection. They love cold weather. And this is why they make their secret bases at the poles, especially at the South Pole. So they manipulate the weather more easily the further you get from the equator. They hate the sun and the warmth of the sun. So the further north or south you get, the colder it gets, closer to the poles. The north is really bad because they have more strongholds in the north. And we are working on those things right now to break this energy up. Just know that the weather is a big sign of the awakening. In every golden age that has existed on this planet, the weather has always been tropical everywhere. This has been confirmed even by the archaeologists that are the puppets for the dark ones. And we are now moving toward another golden age on the planet. This is the reason for the great shifts in the weather. The weather is simply a reflection of our consciousness beginning to rise and awaken. Thought patterns and our overall vibration have a great effect on the weather. Everything is a mirror. You are living in a reality that is created by thought forms, which is and are vibration. I want to give you an example. Whenever you see a heavy fog, it is a dark omen because it represents an inability of the people to see clearly, and the fog is a manifestation of this. It means a lot more than that, but this is a great example. Now, on the day that they started the mass vaccinations here in Cleveland, Ohio, There was a dense fog like I've never seen before. We never get fog in the city like that. But on this day, it was so dense that I could not even see my shed in the backyard. And that shed is about 50 or so feet from my kitchen window. The fog lasted the entire day, and it was just creepy. It was a clear sign of a dark spell that was falling over the city. We are dealing with people who use dark magic, and this is a sign of dark magic taking form, the fog. So when you see this, you must counter it with light from your heart. This is why you are learning how to do your internal light meditations. It is a form of protection. And I could say a lot more about that, but it will have to wait for a later time. Just do your meditations. Now, you must be conscious of the fact that as you begin to awaken, you will begin to alter the reality around you. And as groups of us do the same, we will affect our collective reality in a more powerful way. This is something the dark ones are aware of, and they already have made plans to try to counter the shift, because in truth, the shift is a sign that they are losing power. So they must do something to try to stop it, but there is no stopping it. Let me just add that. So they have the global warming lie already for the sleeping masses. This is their next step in trying to keep you enslaved and asleep. All you need to do is to be aware of it. Mother Earth is waking up in places that were once covered in ice and snow, which is where they love to build their homes, will now become green. Another thing to be aware of is that ice and snow, cold weather as a whole, represents a sleeping consciousness. This is why they say the earth is sleeping in the winter. All of this is a reflection of us, of the masses, and the weather shows if we are awakening or fast asleep. Just as the earth will look completely different over the next 20 or so years, so will the awakening human. It is a natural stage of our evolution. You are becoming your divine self, and you and your life are going to be transformed. It's already happening. So all we have to do is to be aware of the lies and the propaganda of the devil. They will try to use this, the global warming thing, to gain more control over the planet. And this will be another reason that they will try to use to lock you in your homes once again, and of course, to cause chaos and confusion around the planet. Because as long as they can keep the masses in a state of fear and confusion, they give themselves a little more time, just slowing it down a bit. But we need to be aware of the tricks and the lies so that they don't work. So let me say this. Spirit has shown me many things, and one of them is that the time of the dark ones is up. They have underwater cities and fortresses, and they have built them within the mountains that are under the water. And now these are being destroyed as well and completely dismantled by the forces of light. They think that they are safe in their underground cities and places within the mountains under the water, but they are not. Their submarines and ships that they use to transport themselves are also being dismantled and destroyed. They have done all manner of evil in these dark places. But the good thing is, they are now being dismantled. This is what Spirit has shown me. So, there is no protection for the wicked. For all of you that are hard at work raising your vibrations and working on your shadow, I have a message from Spirit for you. They say that you must change the music within. And this means that you must change the frequency within you that is emanating out into the world around you. You are already working on this if you are doing your shadow work and internal light meditations. But what you must be aware of is that your thoughts are a sort of music. And so you must be aware of what you are playing over and over again in your head. What are you thinking about mostly? Because it does not stay in your head. You must change the music within you Start to tone and chant healing mantras throughout your day. Purchase some healing tuning forks like Ohm 136.1 Hertz. This is a mid-range ohm. This frequency is one that will realign you to the cosmos, helping to bring you back into balance with all that is. Use the tuning forks on your body. Strike them on the activator and then place them on the bony parts of the body as well as the fleshy parts too. But the bone is your crystal structures in the body. And this will allow this to resonate throughout the body, these frequencies, these healing frequencies that you need. This is the beginning of the changing of the music within you. And I teach more about this in my natural healing classes. So remember, whatever is in you will be mirrored outside of you. So we must begin a deep purging and healing on every level of the self. This is the day of purification. This is a great way to start your new year before the real new year begins in the spring. Use these suggestions to bring you into more alignment. As a New Year's gift to you, we have a surprise on our website. For those who want to become transformational healers, please visit our website at www.awakenthehealing.com to take advantage of our gift. Our natural healing classes will help you gain the knowledge you need to transform your life and to help those you love. Knowledge is the key, and you need a lot of keys to break free from the matrix. This is where it gets very interesting, family. The roads have split, and as time goes on, we will begin to witness two worlds emerging in seemingly one place. We will all become more of what we are. As we witness madness taking over the minds of many on this planet, we will also witness great powers beginning to manifest for those who are working on themselves spiritually, internally. It is prophesied by the ancient Toltecs that those who do not follow a path of transformation will be stuck in the realm of the shadow, and there they will face their personal and collective catastrophes. And for those who become the master of their cave, of their inner darkness, they will develop extremely powerful energy healing skills that have never been seen before on this planet. This is the blossoming that the ancients speak of, or what we now call the awakening. And our next episode will talk about the power of awakening and how your life will be transformed if you are on a path of transformation. Continue to strengthen yourself and become consistent in cleansing your shadow. This is very important and very powerful. You must work to increase the light within you. Get busy, family, because we have a lot of work to do. Many blessings for the coming new year. I leave you in the light and in the love of Source. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.